Ohio Brett, live from Miami at Trump Doral at the Reawaken America Tour for Brighteon.tv, the fastest growing streaming network in the world. And many of you know that I was blessed to complete that journey to all 50 states in 12 months to encourage, recruit, and blow that whistle for Team Jesus Christ, encouraging everybody to get into that Bible. And on my show, The Ohio Brett Show, every Wednesday, 4 p.m., we open up the locker room to truth tellers and leaders from all over America. I know your ankles are taped, you're stretched. Sit up straight. We got a true leader worth following. Jenna Burns, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Brett. Glad to be here.
Well, Jenna has a very, very serious story. I was blessed to meet her recently in Texas. And Jenna, her precious husband that she loves so much was murdered. And Jenna, these are serious topics, and you are such a beautiful young lady and an angelic voice, and our locker room is here to encourage you. But please, what is your message for us today?
Well, my message is that we need to stand up for those who were murdered in the hospital by the hospital protocols. They're still doing it today. And unless we learn what happened and we realize what happened, we can't speak up for them. There's so many loved ones out there that can't speak up because they are devastated. Their loved one were murdered in the hospital with no nutrition, no hydration. They were given remdesivir and a ventilator and a whole plethora of other pharmaceuticals that they shouldn't have been given when there were safe and effective treatments.
Yes.
So my point is to show the human side. Like, he's my only husband of 40 years, only pops to the grandkids, only dad to my children, but he's not the only one, but he's our only one.
Yes.
There are millions of other loved ones that are mourning the death of these people, and we need to remember them and hold these murderers accountable.
That's right.
They need to be held accountable in these hospitals and these doctors and nurses, and not to be forgotten. They made a great sacrifice over people's ignorance and just intentionality to not do life-saving treatments. So that's why I'm here,
yes,
and that's why I'm trying to get the word out to make a difference, not only for us, the loved ones that are left behind, but also for the future people, because they are not going to stop what they're doing until we stand up and speak up.
That's right.
And make it happen.
That's right. And pure evil is out there. And we, the team, we will cry out against the abominations in our midst. Go dust off your Bible and study Ezekiel 9 to find that out. And I want to say thank you to Kelly for hosting a very, very special night in Texas. And Mike, what you're doing in the legal world to stand up. And I know we need funding.
Yeah, we need prayers.
Yes.
Because these pharmaceutical companies, these hospitals and doctors, they have big money behind them. And first of all, are the prayers, but we also need funding. There are several of us out there that are trying to file lawsuits. Matter of fact, my lawsuit was just filed in the state of Texas this week. And though the lawyers are in contingency, it costs money for experts,
yes,
for people to look at all the legal documents and for all the filings and everything. So any funding, it doesn't matter how much, it would be very helpful.
Yes.
And we have a 501c3 that you can donate to.
Which would share that?
That's at declaretruth.us, and that's where you can go and find out more about this, what we're doing, and how to help us in that way. Prayer,
yes,
first, but it does take funds.
Yes.
And we need that.
Yes. Declaretruth.us. Declaretruth.us. America's Encouragement Coach is giving you a forearm shiver of love. There's two things: prayer first, and then funding. Get with your husband. Get with your wife. If you're single, look in the mirror. If you believe in this, we ask you to give a gift that's an easy button amount for you. I don't know what that is, but you do. $10, $100, $1,000 or more to such a worthy cause. Jenna will never get her precious husband back. And this is what we will do to make sure those that did evil will be held accountable.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Yes.
Thank you.
God bless you, Jenna. It's an honor to meet you. Thank you for being here on the show. And thank you for watching Brighteon.tv, your home for uncensored truth.